Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Tess Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah, and we're discussing again the Ein Beins. And here, actually, we'll have Amud, we're going to discuss the Kedushas Yerushalayim, and then after that, we're going to have a lot of Agadata and a few straight topim of a nice Agadata. So we'll start with this. This is one last Ein Beins. Ein Beins Shiloh Yerushalayim. There's no difference between the Halachas between Shiloh. Shiloh, we pointed out, lasted over 69 years, was the total amount of years. It was there for a very, very long time. It's actually beautiful to go visit. Those who are supposed to be in Israel to go visit Eretz Yisrael. It's very nice. They made a whole matzav over there. Very nice. You see the where the exact area of the Mishkan of Shiloh was, what was around it, what it looked like back then. Shiloh was a very permanent structure. It was in the times the Mishkan lasted, we just pointed 307 years, almost as long as the Beis HaMikdash lasted. So, halachically, there's very few differences between when the Mishkan was standing in Shiloh in terms of bringing the korbanos and things of the like as was the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim, Elo shebeshiloh ochel kachim kalim maaser sheni bechol haroeh. That in Shiloh is permitted to eat kachim kalim and maaser sheni, right? The lachas of kachim kalim Yerushalayim is lifnei hachoma, is within Yerushalayim, the boundaries of the Yerushalayim, is within the walls of Yerushalayim. However, when it comes to Shiloh, since it wasn't officially as permanent, didn't have the walls surrounding it, surrounding that area, so anywhere it could see it, and it's actually beautiful. You could see the different harim around it, the nice, beautiful cities of the I think Shomron is considered, that area is called Shomron now. Those areas, you see the mountaintops all overlooking Shiloh, and they actually found in archaeological digs, they found tons of pottery and stuff, which they think is people who are mamish eating the Meister Sheni and Kachim Kalim. So it's really you really see that this halacha alive when you go visit Shiloh. V'shalayim nifrim nechom and Yerushalayim. It was only permitted to eat it in the wall surrounding Yerushalayim. And Shiloh and Yerushalayim, the Kachim, Kedoshe Kachim, has to be in only within the Klaim. Klaim really is within the curtains. That was actually only within Shiloh, because we just pointed out Shiloh had curtains, but Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash really had walls there in place of that. So just Agav, they mentioned the Lashon of within the Klaim, because Shiloh was enclosed with that, but that's the Lashon of the Klaim. That's actually one of the Ezim Ekomon we say, right? Also we say, Nechalim Lefnim Naklaim. So one, someone attended Shitumek Betz's quote. This is why actually some say why we say this dafka, this parak of Mishnayos, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself taught it to us. There's no machlokas in all of Ezum Mekoman. There's a little shayla, but the end, Rabbi Kiva, like that. But Betzim, that's one of the reasons we say Ezum Mekoman, because there's no machlokas, and maybe Moshe Rabbeinu himself taught us that. And Lefnim Naklam was actually referring to the Mishkan, and he was telling us the halachas that apply in the Mishkan. Very interesting. Hara. Here also again we mentioned Klein because that's a reference of Shiloh. Kedusha Shiloh, turning out the next time announced Yonamar Aleph, Yesh Acharea Heter. That there is, meaning after the destruction of Shiloh, Bamos were going to be permitted. However, once, and that took, I think it was 57 years later, the Beis HaMikdash was built, but in the times in between, Renov, Givon, those things, those Bamos are going to be permitted. However, Kedusha Shalayim, Ein Acharea Heter, that after the Kedusha Shalayim, it is not permitted to create bamos. It's abizman. Also, it's also for us to have bamos based on the Mishnah. We're going to see this actually a subject to machlokas. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Shemati Shemakrivim Beveis Chonah abizman hazeh. That I heard that from Meir Beim that they bring korbanos in the temple of Chonah. What was the story of Chonah? Chonah was the son of the famous Shimon HaTzadik. The whole story in Menachos, what happened in the fight, whatever, he had to escape. He flee to Alexandria and actually built a Beis HaMikdash, Kilu. And there's machlokas tanaim over there, whether it was L'shem Shemayim or L'shem Avodah Zarah. Either way, it was Asher because it was during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was actually Kayim. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that one may be a Shaila. If you hold that there's a Heter after the Beis HaMikdash, then he wasn't Mamash violating an Isser. But either way, so he says, Kasar Beis Chonah, Lav Beis Avodah Zarah. So the first point of Yitzhak's Mesorah was that Chonah was not a place of idol worship, rather it was L'shem Shemayim, and L'sfar Hashem. You also must hold that the initial making of Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was only for its time as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, however not for future times, and that would mean that the initial Kedusha of Yerushalayim remained only in effect as the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, however when this Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, therefore according to Rabbi Yitzchak that it actually is mutter to be Makdish in Beis Chonyel. So again, obviously that it was going to be Usher during the times of the actual Beis HaMikdash itself, that part was Usher. Initially it was created a bit Isser, but then after the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, it would not necessarily be an Isser to be Makriv Korbanos in Beis Chonyo. And that, the Gemara says, "Dechsev ki lavasim ala menucha vel nachla." You learn it out from the following. The pasuk says, "You do not come yet to the menucha and nachla." Therefore, bamos are going to be mutter during certain time periods. So the Gemara says, "When did we do this? Menucha zushilo. When it's in the resting place of Shiloh, it's only a menucha. It's not fully. Again, it didn't have a full walls. It wasn't as permanent structure as the Beis HaMikdash, but it was pretty permanent. It lasted a very long time there. So that was Shiloh." And a real inheritance is Yerushalayim. Again, it was more permanent. It was inheritance. And we're learning out Makish Nachal Menucha. The Torah is comparing the site, which we have a Masura, was referring to the resting place, which is going to be Shiloh, to the comparison of the Yerushalayim, which is going to be the Nachal Menucha Yeshachareta. Just like we know that after Shiloh, we know it's permanent to have Bamos. So too, after Nachal Yeshachareta. So too, of the case of inheritance of Yerushalayim, there's also going to be permanent to have Bamos created after it. So the Gemara says, Amrle Amar, is it really true that Rabbi Yitzchak said such a thing? He really said that it's mutter to have Bamos Bizman is that? They said no. He actually retracted what he said. Rebbe said that's the lesson of a swearing, like by God's name. He said it. I personally learned it from him. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak go back on it? So the Gemara says, Rebbe said, I heard it himself in Shir. I learned it from him. Because Rav Mari asked a kasha on him. The most of Rav Mari, Rav Mari asked from our Mishnah. Kedusha Shila Yeshachareta. After the Kedusha of Shula, the Kedusha Shula was destroyed. There was mutter. There was no longer Shiloh. There is a kedusha of bamos after the you're allowed to bring the korbanos of bamos, a personal mizbeach after Yerushalayim, after Shiloh rather. Kedusha Yerushalayim in achar heter, whereas our Mishnah says clearly that after the kedusha of Yerushalayim, there's no permission to have bamos after it's destroyed. So it's against the Beferish of Mishnah. Tosas asks this kasha, but at the end of the day, we're going to see the hemshech. We're going to try to make it a machlokas time. But right here, how do you have a Beferish of Mishnah against an amora? We assume that the lashon of Tosas is that it's shkuros b'fi kol. Like Gemara says that we don't assume an amora did not know Mishnayos. They knew every single Mishnah in Chas. That's like Aleph Beis with them being an amora. They knew every single Mishnah. You can't stump the Mishnah. Breisa will ask a Mosi, will ask a kasha. We'll assume maybe they didn't know that the Breisa. That's why if it's Yuftan a Breisa, but you never ask really a kasha from the Mishnah because we don't assume they just forgot Mishnayos, so that's a very big kasha Tosas asks. But Otanan, not only that, another Mishnah says Mishabai Shalem Nesru Habamos Loyalem Od Heter. When they came to Shalem, the Bamos became forbidden, and they were never again permitted. Vila and Zanachla, that was inheritance reference to the Torah that the Mishnah B'Sam was now permitted. So that's a fascinating thing. How are we assuming that Rabbi Yitzchak forgot the Mishnah? But the Gemara, anyways, we're going to attempt over here not to say that's Tanayim. That's really Machlokas Tanayim. So why don't we just say like Rabbi Yitzchak holds like the Zohar Tanayim? That's a big kasha Tosas deal with. So now the Gemara says tonight, we learn in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shemata Shigabonin Behecha, when they were building, there was the Ulam. The Ulam was the first part of like the wider part, if you know like the pictures of the wider part of the area. And then more in that was the Hecha, where they would have the areas of the menorah and the things inside of that. So then when they were building in the times of Ezra, Osin Klaim Lehechal Kledra, they made curtains for the Hechal, Klaim Lazara, and also the temple courtyard, which was surrounding that because they didn't actually have walls. It took actually says 22 years until they finally built the walls. It took a very long time. They didn't have money. People weren't so excited about coming to Jerusalem. Not everyone even came. A lot of people stayed back. And we have a little bit of history repeating ourselves. We have Eretz Yisrael, but we have no Hester Heterim. But Betem, that is something that Ezra was very upset that people didn't come back. Elo Sheichal Bonim Bachutz. In the case of the sanctuary, they built the wall on the outside of the curtains. Uva Azara Bonim Lifnim. However, in the Azara, they would built it on the inside. Rashi points out Shayu Haklaim Prushim Lifnim VeOyve Chomes. So they don't want the people who are building it to come inside. So we see. And I heard from a Rebbeim, they allowed to bring korbanos in at the Beis Hamikdash in the area of the Beis Hamikdash, even though there is no present Beis Hamikdash. And they're allowed to eat kachim in the area of the Beis Hamikdash, even though there's no physical wall standing there presently. Even though there's no wall around Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says this. Lachora, what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara is suggesting Michad Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Lokich lasted levels. If Rabbi Shua is coming to respond to this initial point of Rabbi Eliezer, Lachora, this implies Rabbi Eliezer, who he's coming to argue with, holds that the initial kedusha of Yerushalayim was not for future times, and therefore the kedusha was destroyed with the destruction of the base of Mikdash, and therefore therefore you would hold that you would have to be re-mekadish in order to allow it to bring the korbanos. So therefore, the wording implies Rabbi Yeshua related his Masorah response to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua again understood from Eliezer's marks that there's not kid shalasa lava, and that's really machlokas tadayim over here. This has a major ramifications of that. I remember hearing that Chizki Neventhal told me, the Bishem's father, that the first thing after 67, when we conquered like a military, but we did. We took over Har Bayis, and then so you start building Beis Hamikdash and be makriv korbanos. That's again, it's a whole big complicated shaila. The very first shaila of why is it called the Binyan Tzion? He has many other shailas that are popular and Halacha Maaser shailas. The first shaila was about they wanted to ask the Turks to buy the mosque and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash there and start bringing makriv korbanos. He gets into the whole technical details, all the things that would be problematic of Rova Tibor is Tame, and what is Hutra or Dechuya in terms of Very pleasurable affications and the tits and all these different things that we have to know the exact makom of the mizbeach, a lot of different things that you have to assume in order to be makrif korbanos b'zman hazeh. Rav Shechter is quoted about the people who go up to Har Habayis on Erev Pesach every year and get arrested every year to show that they should be they want to be makrif the korbanos. Rav Shechter goes into like the five different things that they have to be assuming in order to be allowing themselves to bring their korbanos, and that's not so pashut at all. But anyway, that is the very negay halach l'mayach halam ma'isa. Mir tishem should be l'mayisa. We should also know mir tishem should be l'mayisa. Be built, but if not, also can we be makrif korbanos in the area? So how is it proven by Lezer that the Kiddush Hashanah was destroyed when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? The really, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi should both agree that it's Kiddush for now and for future times. Amar, and rather, Rabbi Lezer was just saying how it was built. Amar Gishmik Amar is also technically about their build, that they built they didn't build the curtains because they weren't allowed to bring makrif the korbanos. He agrees that the Kiddushah was still existent after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Meshua is then saying that he heard that the Kedush Yerushalayim and its Beis HaMikdash were independent of Rabbi Lezer's remarks. It wasn't a response to them. The Chitema Kalayim Rabbi Lezer Lamele. So then why was there a need for Rabbi Lezer to have curtains if it weren't for to create the Kedusha? So yeah, let's need to be Alma that you shouldn't have the people looking into the Kohanim when they're performing the Avodah. That's the idea of having an Aron closed also. It's news that the Sefer Torah shouldn't be exposed. We shouldn't be able to see it. It shouldn't be a glass thing. The Torah should be closed. The Aron Kodesh should be closed. It's in and of Tznius, covering itself. We see Tznius is not just a amount of modesty in terms of what you dress like, but it's also just a covering yourself from public eye. Rav Shechter always likes to emphasize that to hide yourself from public view, that's part of being tanua also, is not always trying to put yourself in public and put yourself out there. In contrast to our generation, that we have exact opposite of everyone promoting themselves everywhere possible under the sun with Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But those are all the antithesis of what tznius really is, about hiding yourself, putting yourself in, not necessarily out there, quote unquote. Obviously, for the Torah of Talmud Torah, I hope by sending my shir, that's a good thing. But in general, other things, just a side point, that's just a horror. Okay, now the Mark says, Ella Kihai tonight. Rather, it's about the following tonight. I'm deciding we learn in a brisa. Amar Bishmal Rabbi Yossi, Lama Manu Chachamim as Elu. Why did the Chachamim list these cities specifically as examples that things that were cities that were listed as cities that were surrounded by walls? Tami Rishua. The Lachas of Bata Rechomar are discussed in Sefer Yekra. There's different halachas about when you have a bat erechoma. The whole redeeming process is very different. You only have a year to redeem it. If you don't, it's lechalutin. It goes back to the guy who bought it, no matter what. Meaning that the guy who sells it, usually when you have what's about your nachala, you're selling your nachala, steachuza, so then you can redeem it whenever you want. It can also redeem after 50, after Yovel, automatically it'll go back to your family. So it's always like a temporary lease. However, when it comes to the lach abas batar chom, you only have a year, and after that, it actually goes to the person who bought it, no matter what, it doesn't go back to you. So we have to list which lachas that the Brayser of Ishmael wonders why these few cities were listed when there are many more cities in the times of Yehoshua that were also batei rechoma, that were also had walls. Why? So the Gemara says, Shaul b'nei Agula matzu elu v'kitchum, because when they went out and they went to Eretz Yisrael, they found these walled cities, and therefore, and they make them kadosh. Avarishonos matlu mishalu la'aretz. And the original ones, the original ones that they found, they were nullified because they didn't mekadosh them again. So the Gemara was assuming, in regards to Batei HaChomer, it's going to have the same halachas as the Beis HaMikdash. It's all Shaila, but Tosfos and the Rechos about this. Why would that be? The assumption. But that's the assumption of the Gemara now. So just like you have to be Mekadosh the cities again to be Batei HaChomer, so too, you have to be Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. Alma Kasavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Velo, Kitchel Asilava. We see Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, that the initial Kedusha was for its time and not for all future times after that. And Gemara says, but Ramina, we have a contradiction with Rabbi Yossi himself. Alma Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Vichy Elu, Belvad Aliyah. That the Mishnah only mentions Erechin, and the Mishnah Erechin only mentions these walled cities in times of Yehoshua. Ve'alo kvar ne'emar shishim er kol chevel argov. It does not mention that the Torah that the Klal Yisrael conquered 60 cities in time of argov. Chsev kol ela arim b'tzoros chama gavah. These were fortified cities, high walls. And during the times of Yehoshua, Elama Manuchamid Elo, Shomnei Galgola, Matzu Elo Vikitshom, they came with the Eretz Yisrael, and they found them on their route, and these walled cities were mentioned in the Mishnah, and they made them Kadosh. So that was that is what he wants to say over here, and they would make them Kadosh, but not anything else. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, Kitshom, that the Vraisa actually means that they were Mekadosh them, that interrupts the Vraisa for a minute, turning out to the next one, Yerom Beis now. The Gemara says, Hashta, now, when they came back from the Galus, Ha'amre, Lo Tzrichele Kadoshay, but they said before that the Vraisa, that there's no need to be Mekadosh them again, but the Braisa says that to any other city would be known to Yeshua, they would be a walled city. You don't need to Mekadosh them, as you know, they just found these on the way. So the Gemara says that they just happened to find them on their way, and therefore they mentioned that, but there's no need to be Mekadosh them again. So that's the Stira in Mishnah Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, not only that, And the kosher halacha starts with Chabiyah Masecha. Anything we have a tradition that Shemukam Chametz by Moshe Banyon, call mitzvahs that learn about all the mitzvahs that pertain to a walled city are going to apply in those even if they were not retaken during the time of exile. So they're meaning the halacha of Matzora has to leave a Batar Yechoma, and Rashi points out reading on the 15th instead of the 14th. Also, as only is going to be those halachas and redeeming it was going to be the first year. That okay, very good. So the Gemara says that because the kedusha is chal, not just from the time that you are the base of Mikdash, but even after base of Mikdash is destroyed, the kedusha is still there. So the Gemara says kasha to Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Which is it? Is it kedusha rishona, kedusha lashes lavo? No, the second brisa says that it is kedusha lashes lavo, and the first brisa says it's not. So which is it? And so my answer is trei tanaim leave with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. So really, it is two tanaim who differed what actually the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was. Again, it's a dochak answer. I don't like to say that because one of them is just wrong in what he heard. But sometimes when we're stuck, we'll give an answer. The other one actually suggests an alternative answer. So let me give another suggestion. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Amra. The latter brisa, which is ruling that the kedusha did not and with the destruction, was actually misquoted. It was really said by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi instead, not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Decided, as we learned in a Rice, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, Asher Lochama, written in full with Lamed Vav Aleph, to teach you, Alpha Bitcha in Lafshav, even if it does not have a wall right now. But had one previously at the time of Yoshua, is regarded as a walled city because the Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha and Kitcha Lashaita Vik Kitcha Lasid Lavo. So according to him, it would not end the Kedusha. So we see Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi holds that it is forever. And the first one, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, would hold that it's not Kitcha Lasid Lavo. And that would be the Machlokas, but it was two different Tanaim who would be suggesting these answers and wouldn't be a Stira in the same opinion. Okay, with that, we have just ended the Machlokas. Again, this is very Nogeh. There's a lot of difference. There's other Gemaras. You have to analyze it, look at the Rambam. Different sources about how it is. Bizman Azep, what do we hold? And also, is it Tali on Eretz Yisrael? Also, is it Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Tali on the Bisa Mikdash of Kitcha Rishon, the Kitcha Lasid Lavo? It's actually Machlokas Rambam Ravid, even Bizman Azep, at the Bisa Mikdash. According to Ravid, is Kitcha Lashatav Loshik Lashid Lavo, and therefore that you lost the Kedusha, and that would mean, according to the Ravid, we don't pass it like the Ravid, but if we held like the Ravid, you'd be allowed to go on Har Bayis, even if you're telling me anywhere on Har Bayis, because it's not Kitcha Lasid Lavo. However, we hold a very strange like the Rambam. We hold, we accept the Masorah like the Rambam, that the Bisa Mikdash is Kitcha Lashatav Kitcha Lasid Lavo, and therefore it is Asur to go anywhere in Har Bayis because it still has the Kedusha, even with Banazet. Now the Gemara continues. Now we're going to get into Agadatas about Megillah and then Agav other things. And this is really the next few Dapim. We're going to have a lot of Agadatas right now. It's very nice ideas. It was the times of Achashverosh. Amar Levi V'Tim Rabbi Yochanan. Davar Zemasoros Mi'adenu Ma'achik Neset Agadola. We have a tradition. Kol Makom Shinu Vayi and El Lashon Tzar. When it says Vayi, Vayi is a combination of two words. Vayi. Woe, and he is mourning very sad times, that it's a Masorah, that it's a very bad, it's Lashon Tzar, it's a bad thing. Expression of pain, a painful narrative that's about to be discussed. And we're going to give several examples of this. Vayim Me'achashverosh, and beginning of Achashverosh, and right away, who was there? Haman, Havei Haman, who was going to destroy the Yidden, very sad, scary times. Vayim Me'achashverosh, Shoftim, times of the Shoftim, this is in Rus, and there was a Rav, Vayim Rav, and it was a very terrible famine, people died, Vayachel Kedam Larov. Men increased. Right after that was the Mabul, very bad. Also, when they went east, this is a reference to the Migdal Bavel. Reference to Migdal Bavel, very bad. Also, this is the four Malachim and the five Kim, and Lot was taken captive. Also, a very bad and scary time and a painful time. And it also says we told him right, in Betel Torah we had that whole what he had back and forth with this Malach. He had a sword drawn in his hands, right? That whole thing. Hashem is Yoshua. Hashem was with Yoshua. I saw sin, that was in terms of Yericho, Achan, who sinned, taking the spoils of Yericho. He over there also is bad because it's painful. He's and there was Tamachana, who was not able to have any children. Penina was tormenting her, a very sad situation there. Shmuel was old. What happened? His children did not go his ways. They weren't the same level of tzidkos that he was in. They didn't take over. David was with him in all his ways. What was the bad? What was the painful thing? David didn't want to start killing him. When David sat in his house, he was told after and that was also sad. David was yearning and dying to create and to build a base of Mikdash. Nasan and Navi had to go that very night. Rashi quotes the famous idea in Chazal that you had to tell him that night because David Malach already started building it. If he thought he was allowed to build a Mesa Mikdash, that night he was already going to build it. Nasan had to tell him he was not allowed to build a Mesa Mikdash. Wait a second. It says Vayim Mara Shmini, which is a reference to the building of the erection of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a very great time. Atanya also Simcha of Nekosh Baruch Hu was a very great day of happiness. It was ten Ataras that were given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayom Shnei Vashem Ayvaretz was the day the heavens and earth were created. That is according to Rabbi Yoshua, who holds right that the world was created in Nisan. Ksevacha Vayim Shmini. Again, it also is Vayi and Vayi, and it was a good time. So again, Vayi is sometimes good. It's not always bad. And worse is, no, it was also bad over this contest. There is something painful. Shchem, none of Avihu. We know that none of Avihu brought the Eish Zara Lifnei Hashem, and they were killed. So that is something which was a tragedy. And also, Lashon Vayi is going on that lamentation for them. Vahaksi, Vayi Bishmonim Arba Meil Shana is written. 480th year. This is a reference to Shlomo Melch building the Beis HaMikdash. From the time the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, building the Beis HaMikdash, and that was a good thing. Also, Vayisi Vaya Kasher Ra Yaakov is Rachel, and it says when Yaakov saw Rachel, that was his future wife Rachel. That was a good thing. Also, the first Hashem creating the first day, also Vayhi in all those contexts. Many other instances, Vayhi is in a context of something pretty good, not such a bad thing. The Gemara says rather Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, sometimes you're right. It implies good and it implies bad. So when it says when it says that's when it's a painful narrative, as we're about to see, right? It says over here, there's five instances where it's painful times. Also rough. They may shvat ashopt in the times of the judges with the great famine in times of Rus, Vahi and Boaz, times of the Marafel. And another one, that was the four Malachim Negev, the five Yimei Achaz, it was the times of Achaz. This was a reference to Yeshayahu, also this waged war who was in the Pekach, when Ralayahu, that whole situation over there, it was Aram, I think, was involved. That was a rough time. Vayib Yimei Yoyakim. Tis Yoyakim, which we must say also, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the lifetime of Yoyakim. Okay, so that was all rough times. So now the Gemara continues, Amar Levi, Davizim Masorbi, Adim Ramaseinu, Amos Amatza Achim Aivu. Once we're entering different Masorot Rabbi Levi, that's where we're going to get sidetracked to other Masorot Rabbi Levi had. Not a reference to the Megillah at all, but the different things that Amotz and Amatzia Achim have. The Amotz and Amatzia were brothers. So Yeshayahu was ben Amotz. Amatzia was the king of Yehuda. And it says, okay, so that we know that they were relatives. So the Gemara says, "My Kamashman, what is this Chiddush about this?" Kihat Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmina Rabbi Yonasan. So when I told the name of Rion Hassan, call Kala Shitznu Beis Chamia. Any bride who's modest in her father-in-law's house, Zochav Yotzim and Malachim and Neviim will have descendants who are kings and Neviim prophets amongst her descendants. Minalan Harin knows from Tamar. Dichsim Vayari Yehuda VeYashvel Zona Ki Kasus Apanel. When Tamar he saw Tamar. Little story, we just had this, and she was the shot. She thought she was a zona because she covered her face. The fact that she was covering her face, you would have thought that she was a zona. Why? That's opposite. It's more tanua. So the Gemara says, Ella, no, Mishum, how did he not know who she was? He didn't know who she was because she was so tanua in his house. She was always covered and modest, and he didn't even see what her whole face looked like. So that was Zachsov Yatzim and Malachim and Neviim. She married it having kings, and Neviim come from her descendants. And the Gemara says, Malachim, we know, is David and Malach Yehuda is going to be David. Neviim, where do we see Neviim? Down Rabbi Levi from this, when Sarath Yadinu Mevosinu, Amos and Matzah Achim and Amos and Matzah are brothers, and we see Chsav Yechazon Yeshayahu ben Amos, one of the great Neviim. We read more about almost half the Haftorahs are from Sefer Yeshayahu. He's considered the Navi of Klai Yisrael. It gives us so much information. The kings, Yeshayahu was a nephew of Amatzah. Since Amatzah, the kings of Judah, was a descendant of Tamar, that his nephew, Yeshayahu, was among these descendants, and therefore we see Amotz and Amatzah were brothers. Rabbi Levi proves that Tamar was Ochatav Yeshayahu from her descendants, and Lechor Yeshayahu ben Amotz. And ever since ben Amotz, we assume that he was a Navi as well, whenever it quotes his father. So therefore, there was two Navim that came from her. Another tradition from Rabbi Levi, Zavar Zemesor Sebeatsinu, another Mesor that we have from our fathers, Makom Aron Enomina Mida, that the Aron does not take up any space and was miraculously standing without it taking up any room. Tanim Ha'achiv Ramesa, which expands upon this. Aron Shasa Moshe Yeshu Esra Amos L'chol Ruach. The Aron Shmoshe made, which is 10 Amos on each side between it and the Kaddish Kedoshim. Uchsiv B'nei Advir Esrim Arma Orach. It's written, and in front of the literal partition was 20 Amos long, 20 Amos wide. This is the Kaddish Kedoshim measured 20 Amos by 20 Amos in total. Uchsiv Knaf Akruva Echad Esra Amos Knaf Akruva Echad Esra Amos. That one Kruv was 10 Amos, the other Kruv was 10 Amos. Now if the Kaddish Kedoshim was 20 Amos, and there was only 10 Amos to space of each side in the Aron, so where was the space? Aron Gufa Mehavi Hachav, where would you put the Aron itself? Lechor, there's no room for it. Ella, That must prove that the Aron was miraculously standing without taking up any room whatsoever. Now the Gemara is going to go back to this discussion of Megillah. Before they discuss Megillah, they would introduce it with other psukim that introduce inyanim of the Megillah. Why were they doing this? I guess I don't know. They're learning the pnimius, different stuff, so they would introduce it with other psukim. When Rabbi Yochanan introduced learning Megillah, he would express it with different psukim. I'm going to come one day. I'm going to cut off Bavel, any relatives, offspring, anything is going to happen. There's going to be a punishment for Bavel. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The punishment is going to eventually come and fall on Bavel. Shame, Zaksav, that their script, Babylon script, is going to be abolished. They're going to use a foreign script, not even their own Lashon, their own writing anymore. And that everything is going to be gone. Share relatives, Zet, Lashon, the language will be abolished. Nin, the offspring, Zemalchus, the kingdom of Bavel is going to be destroyed. Benechet, Zavashti, Vashti is going to be also, she's going to have a downfall, which happened during the times, maybe that's why I mentioned it, because it happened during the times of Purim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani Pazal Vizkal Hai Ben Hacha, now he would expound upon different psukim, he would expound on the following. Tachas on Atuti Ale Barosh, Vitachas on Shbedi Ale Hadas. You should be familiar with this, we learned this on the Haftorah of a fast day. Instead of a thorn, there's going to be, Natut yale brosh. Brosh is literally a cypress. It's going to come up. And metachas are sarpad yale hadas. Instead of a nettle, the hadas. Hadasim is what we call the myrtle branch is going to come up. So where's tachan? Natut. Instead of the thorn. Who's that? Tachat haman urasha. Shasatma vadazara. He means of idolatry. The chsiv. V'chol natutim and v'chol n'olim. And idolatry is reference to thorns and branches and things that are like poke you. They're bothering you. So this is against vadazara. Yale brosh. What was this? Brosh? It's a Mordechai shenikra rosh l'chol abasam. And Mordechai is the finest of all the spices. Shenemar. The finest spices, pure dror, this type of a spice. Which is translated to Targumunculus in Aramaic as Mardachay, which is translated Mordechai. Again, there's a lot of deeper kavanas over here. What's going on in the deeper kavana? Mordechai being a spice. What does the spice have to do? It has to counterbalance the thorns. Again, very deep idiom over here. Tachas Asarpad. This means Tachas Vashti Arasha. Arasha Basbanash Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. She was the granddaughter of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. Who burnt down the base of Mikdash. So we see the chsiv, Refidaso Zav, the resting place is gold, and that was a reference to Vashti. Yala Hadas, who's this Hadas? Is it Esther? We know it's because she's going to Hadassah, her name was Hadassah. Shemar Bayi Omen is Hadassah. He raised Esther, he brought up Hadassah, Esther, that's a reference to Mordechai, raising Esther. Vahaya Lashem Lashem. Hashem's name is going to be Zamekra Megillah, reference to bringing the Megillah, even though we don't have any reference to Hashem's name anywhere in the Megillah. Again, he is hidden in the Megillah. Lo Salam Kares, we see that more reference to the Nistar. Hashem is being more Nistar with us, the transition to the Gullus that we're going to be in, where Hashem is with us all the time, but it's more in a hidden way as opposed to a revealed open way. So that is Lo Salam Kares, Eloy Me Purim. This is reference to the days of Purim. We're never going to stop keeping the celebration of Purim, even after the Moshiach. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Pasuk Bisqal Hai Pershut Mahacha. He learned it out from the Sefer of Esther with the following. This is a reference to the Tochacha, Sefer Dvarim. Hashem is going to rejoice over you, he's going to rejoice over harming. So what does that mean? Hashem is going to be happy when Chal Yisrael Chas Hashem, even if we're rishus and we're wicked, he's going to be happy when bad things are happening to us. Can't be. They go before an army and they say, give thanks to Hashem. It's kindness forever. Why did it say Kitov? It's the same without the words Kitov. So the Gemara says, "Lefei she'en Hakadosh Baruch Hu who sameach lasan shoshan." Hashem is not happy when it refers to even if Ma'aseh Yada, it's his things are wicked. He has to punish them. He's not happy with it. Now that Rabbi Yochanan Ma'idechsev v'lokav zelzek kol alayla, they not come near each other the whole night. The reference again, the Jews were one place and the Egyptians were chasing them. We're going to read this in a few parshios. Bikshem al cheshers l'mas shira. The angels wanted to say shira when the Egyptians were drowning in the time of Bishalach. Amram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Yada itovim b'yamatam shira. I created these people, the Mitzvah, granted the Rishayim, they're at the drowning at sea and are going to sing praise. It proves Hashem is not happy with the downfall of the Rishayim. So then again, so what does it mean Hashem is going to rejoice? Amar Belazar, who ain't no sasa v'alachirim sasa? That he's not going to be happy, rather means kasher sas. Yasis is reference to other people, meaning the other Rishayim who are trying to kill the Yidin, they're going to be happy. And that's also what's going on with Daikonami. That's also, can be said, Ken Yasis. He will make rejoice. He himself is not going to rejoice. Rather, he's going to make others. Shmamina, that he's going to create the meaning, the Rishayim, the non-Jews, who are all happy to create, to kill the Jews. There, those Rishayim are going to be happy in punishing the Jews. Now the Gemara is Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasuk Lahai Bershim Mahacha. The following Pasuk, La Adam, Latov, Shetov, Lefanam, Nasim, Chachmadas, Vesimcha. wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Zem Mordechai Atzadik, a reference to Mordechai Atzadik. Lechota Nasan Einel Arsof Lefnos, a sinner given the urge to gather and come about. Zem Haman, this reference to Haman. Aseis L'tolim Nei Alokim, the son who passed the pleasing to Hashem. Zem Mordechai V'Esther, Nechsev V'Tasem Esther, as Mordechai Al-Base Haman. And Esther put Mordechai in charge of Haman's estate. The wealth of Haman was passed on to Mordechai. That's how he opened it. Rabba Bar Ofan Pasachah Bishlai Persian Bahacha. He opened the psukim, the Sefer of Esther, with the following: Vesamti Kitsi Be'elam Avarati Misham Melech Vesarim. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So Shushan was the seat of Achashverosh in Elam. So we see that it destroyed. So what does this reference? Melech Zo Vashti. This refers to Vashti Vesarim Zahaman Vaser's Banav, that they're going to be destroyed. Vashti was the king's daughter. She was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were all destroyed, and Haman also was a great position, and he ended up being destroyed as well. We'll read one more. Dimi bar Yitzchak pasul chay pesul chay mahacha. Turning on to the next segment now. Turning on to Yud Aleph. Ki avadim anachnu avadusinu lo azenu. Again, introducing the Megillah. Shalom yatal nechesed malchay pras. So this reference to pasuk in Ezra, Latzid l'mechia, grant us life. That we serve the reference to the times of Haman. Haman planned to kill every Jew. Hashem gave us life. Emasai, when was this bezman Haman that he wanted to kill us, and yet Hashem did not let him. Okay, we'll pick up with Rabbi Chanina Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.